Dr. Carey?
Hmm?
We've arrived.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Do you know which way to set?
I do. It's a straight shot and then...
Elena Caring?
Never mind.
Yes?
B.B. Thomas, Ford's assistant. We're all thrilled to have you here. Huge day ahead, so we should move quickly. Is that everything you've got?
Yes?
You can pull around back! Wow, you pack light. Great. Follow me.
If you had told me 10 days ago I would be flying to Hollywood to consult on a studio film, I would have balked. If you had told me 10 days ago that in exchange for my consultancy and the optioning of my book, I would have to fake date the movie's lead, I would have called security. But on October 13th, after a long flight from Boston Logan and what felt like an as long drive across LA, here I was, pretending this was normal. Pretending I liked Ford, all in exchange for my book being optioned, and a consultant position on the film. I wouldn't be associated with a bad movie, I had told Ford. That was my condition. Take it or leave it. He took it. In the nearly 2 weeks since the story had broken, the interest in Ford Hamilton and my fake relationship had not abated.
Look over it!
Does anyone have an answer? I'll repeat it. How do the potential energy U of the Block Earth system and the kinetic energy K of the block at point C compare to those at point A? Anyone? Kayla, yes?
Dr. Caring, well...
Yes, Kayla?
Okay, is it true you're dating Ford Hamilton?
The answer is B. The potential energy of the Block Earth system... I was now convinced Ford was right. Like it or not, this wasn't going away. As I arrived on set, I still thought I might be able to do something meaningful. The ridiculous dating charade aside. It took 5 minutes for that feeling to disappear.
Ford's been in the chair since 5. He'll meet us at his trailer when he's finished. This is your call sheet.
Alicia Graves as Mileva, John Raybould as Eddington, Ford... His full name is Ford Bartholomew Hamilton.
I know, he hates it, but Ford doesn't have control over what goes on the call sheet. That's why you don't piss off the office PA.
Sorry, PA?
Production assistant.
Did Ford piss him off?
Her, and no. I don't know, maybe. I mean, she wants to be a writer.
Oh. So...
They're temperamental. Think they're penning the next Chinatown as we speak. In reality, they're writing screenplays loosely inspired by their own lives. And when I say loosely, I don't mean it. We start filming today at noon.
No, John. John, do not cut me off. You said you'd give me a little bit of leeway here. I have the studio breathing down my neck because of the dailies. No, Ray Rabiner's calling the shots here. John.
But that's why he's freaking out. I heard the project's already over budget.
It's week one of filming. Already?
People seem tense.
Yeah, the Valley has a shortage of Lexapro.
I meant on set. Is it all going well here?
Of course. Oh, here we are.
This is a trailer?
This is a trailer for one of the world's biggest movie stars. Yeah, come on in. David, Ford's assistant, texted. They'll be here in a minute. Take a seat.
I thought you were Ford's assistant.
Oh, I'm Ford's second assistant.
Right.
I deal with his travel schedule, his press tours, his wardrobe, that kind of thing. David deals with his schedule and handles his day-to-day.
And who deals with everything else?
That would be his third assistant, Kelly. You'll meet her. Blonde, short hair, looks like a little like a pit bull.
Right. I had entered a parallel universe. Suddenly, I was nervous to see Ford Hamilton, to feel the creeping sense of being out of my depth here, with the foreboding dread that production wasn't going at all well. What's the chair?
Sorry?
The chair? You said Ford's been in the chair all morning?
Oh, right, yes, the hair and makeup chair. He's been there since 5.
A.M.?
Yeah, I mean, between you and me, he looks nothing like Einstein. Oh, they're almost here. I'm gonna get out of your hair, leave you two alone to say hello, and go for it.
Oh no, you don't have to. I prepared myself to be calm, to be cool, to be, if necessary, distant and aloof. But when the door opened...
Hello to you too.
I couldn't help it. Hi.
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't stop on account of my feelings. I've suffered far worse than you mocking me.
I'm not mocking you.
You sure?
No. I'm sorry.
You're not.
I am.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't. Your hair?
It's a wig.
Your nose?
A prosthetic.
Your shirt?
My own. I don't think they had Pabst Blue Ribbon beer in the 1930s.
I wouldn't know.
And here I was thinking you were the expert.
On theories, not...
Period discrepancies?
Trivialities. And on that subject, what's going on here?
What do you mean?
People seem panicked.
It's an expensive shoot. We're already over budget.
And my book option?
Yeah, it's...
What are you doing?
Taking a little of this stuff off.
You know, you could have worn something like this.
Worn something like what?
This.
When?
When you came to shadow me at Harvard, then none of this would be necessary.
I could have worn this.
Yes.
A false nose and an inch of makeup?
Yes.
I could have dressed as the exact replica of a dead man, of a man you've written a book on, followed you around for days, and people wouldn't have found that, what do you say, interesting?
Well,
I can only imagine what that says about the company you keep.
That's not what I meant. I meant you could have tried harder to not have been recognized. That's all.
Don't backtrack now.
And I wouldn't have had to fly here to rescue your career.
Rescue my career? I'm giving yours a lift.
That I didn't want.
But that you desperately need.
If that's what you think.
That is what I think.
Then maybe it would be better if we just call the whole thing off.
Yeah, maybe.
Great. Well, good. Fine. I'll just get my stuff and leave.
Four. You decent.
Who is that?
Ray Rabiner, the...
Director. And...
I've got Glenn Fedora from Deadline here.
Shit.
I'll just check he's decent, Glenn.
I didn't have time to brief her. Can we do it later?
Ford, the studio needs this.
Ray, are we getting started?
Just a second.
What's going on?
Elena Caring, I'm Ray Rabiner, director. Glad to have you here. So, the studio invited the press to drum up a little interest in the film. I didn't know you'd be here.
She doesn't have to be.
Glenn's already aware. Look, why don't we do this? Stay to say hello. You're consulting on the film, after all. Then we'll figure out a way to get you out of here.
We hadn't decided on a plan. We hadn't decided on a story. And yet, there we were, in a room with a reporter, with nothing off the record. Seated as far away from one another as two middle schoolers at a dance.
When did you get in?
This morning.
Nice, nice. Direct flight?
From Boston Logan.
Great airport. Chase Lounge.
Right.
6-hour flight?
7.
7? Really? And you've made that trip twice already, Ford?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that sweet of him? He couldn't stay away.
Is that right?
Well, you know, Elena gets nervous with the press.
Sure.
I was just trying to put her mind at ease. She's a little fragile.
Understandably.
Though I would have bounced back quickly either way.
Maybe. Who would want to wait and see?
Well, look, I'm glad we're all here. Glenn, Elena not only wrote the book on the film's subject matter, she's actually consulting on the project. Ford, Glenn's here for the interview. And Glenn, as a reminder, the studio is hoping for him.
Puff piece, I know.
I wouldn't say that.
Ray, I've done this for years. I know how to spin an interview for damage control.
Damage control?
No, not damage control. Interest. Heat.
Shall we begin?
Do you want to step outside?
Happily.
Wait! I'm sorry. Actually, since you're here, I'm wondering if you shouldn't stay.
Stay?
For the interview. I mean, the world is clamoring. Who is this researcher of our fantasy?
Professor.
Fantasy?
I mean, Ray, respectfully, while the profile on Ford is great, you're great, Ford, but this right here... This is how you'll get your publicity. What do you think?
Well...
Great! I love that energy. I'll start out with a softball. How did you two meet?
Gosh, I...
Well, we...
I don't quite remember the exact moment.
Moments.
Interaction. Great. 2 minutes in and we were already in a blind panic. Did I really want my name and my book associated with this? Look, I don't know if we need to really go into it.
It was sort of fleeting. Meaningful but fleeting, if you know what I mean.
We sounded ridiculous. Glenn agreed.
Not really. Could you give some, any details?
Well, it was in August.
August? Right. We were at,
We were in the, where exactly were we?
Well, I mean, it's your school, babe. You're more able to recall the name of that particular building. Why don't you tell it, sweetie? Don't you think?
Well, I looked up at Ford, hoping he might save me. But he was sitting there, staring at me, smug as anything. Even under his caking of makeup, I could still see his movie star looks, just visible underneath the surface. Good luck, he seemed to say. I'll enjoy watching you flounder for once. Glenn Figueroa held his pen expectantly. Ray Rabiner bounced his knee, filled with nervous energy. Ford raised an eyebrow. Fine. He wanted me to take control? I would. May he rue the day. You're right. I'm sorry. I do remember it. Perfectly. So, Glenn, I'm a professor in the physics department at Harvard, right?
Right.
All esoteric stuff. Relativity, the concept of Spinor. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Well, neither did Ford. Isn't that sweet? And that's why the department approached me. Morrison, he's the department chair, he said, look, Elena, I know it will be a huge imposition. I know there's probably nothing you'd want to do less. But there's a Hollywood actor. Well, actually, at first, he said actress. He got confused. Who's feeling a bit insecure in his new lead.
Did he say insecure?
No, you're right. Maybe not.
Yeah, I didn't think it was insecure.
Overwhelmed? Out of his depth? Unprepared? I don't know exactly. And he said, because you're one of the more talented members of the department.
Oh, to me, he said available. Available, definitely.
Will you take some time out of your day and allow him to shadow you? Well, Glenn, of course I was furious. I mean, you know, wouldn't you be? I have to be honest with you. I'm not swayed by the whole Hollywood thing. I find it a little classless and, frankly, cheesy. So I met up with Ford.
Oh, I remember this part. May I?
Please.
And, of course, she comes in all tough, a little scary, a little mean. But, you know, after a little while, I realized she was only pretending. See, the thing about Elena is that she's a huge romantic comedy fan.
What?
I know. Quotes on the wall. A real live, laugh, love girl. I promised I wouldn't say, but it's cute. And, you know, I played Dr. Vega in Empire 3. So halfway through the day, I find her in her office, and there I find her standing...
Sitting.
Holding a poster of me.
A picture.
Begging me to sign it.
Asking. I was asking for my niece.
And so from that moment on, we've moved along. What? Happily?
Yeah, happily.
It's been 2 months, and they've been,
A complete fantasy.
Absolutely. That's the right word for it. Yep.
Definitely.
Well, that is,
Great!
Great! We have 10 more minutes. Could you describe your first date? That story about Mateos, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
Can I call you if I need anything else?
Of course.
What a couple.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah, we agree.
You two did all that.
Yep.
Huh. Can I show you out, Glenn?
Absolutely, absolutely. Stay cool.
See ya.
Bye.
I didn't fawn over you.
I didn't discuss my insecurities.
Romantic comedies,
as if I ever sought you out to spend time with you beyond
professional.
I look
like
stupid.
I would actually do
like
any
I would
of
ever
that.
Be that pathetic.
I'm smarter than that.
God.
Oh, I was surprised we got noticed. I was trying to be discreet.
Sense of entitlement astounds me. You're here to boost the film's credibility, not undercut it.
Boost, not resurrect. You lied to me.
About what?
You said they were uncomfortable with you playing Einstein. Not that the film isn't chaos. How is any association with this picture supposed to help me?
It's not in chaos.
Try something new. Don't lie to me.
All right. It's got less support than I thought. The picture, the script, my casting, the whole thing. And that interview didn't help.
No.
They want this to be an Oscar pick, not a throwback to Teen Beat.
I lend you credibility.
I doubt it.
Most people don't believe you could spell PhD.
Well, maybe. But that's not enough. Not enough as I thought it would be.
Oh, please.
What?
Don't be a defeatist.
What?
You're one of the most famous people in the world. The studio needs you, whether they like it or not.
You don't know Hollywood.
No, but I know sunk costs. They need this to work. As much as you do. As much as I do now. And it won't work like this.
Yeah, I know.
The script is bad.
You've read it?
On the plane. It feels hollow. Artificial.
Yeah.
It needs an expert hand.
They won't pay for another draft.
No, they won't. But you have me.